Detroit today.
The GOP playing a wicked game of who's zooming who. The last debate was held on Thursday, and I say the last debate heading into the Iowa caucuses on January 3rd, and then, of course, after that, New Hampshire. So who do you think has the best shot at right now today at getting this nomination? Because it might not look the same way 3 months from now. The first five primaries, important. Gingrich, all of a sudden, has blown up and has these huge leads. I say huge. He has decent leads in a lot of these polls that are being taken. But will that continue to play out when his name's on the primaries in these different states and people go and vote, Republicans go and vote? Will they vote for Gingrich? Will they vote for Mitt Romney? Will they vote for Ron Paul? Ron Paul ripped Newt Gingrich for avoiding serving in the military during the Vietnam War, and said that his ads criticizing the former House Speaker as a serial hypocrite are fair game, because that's what he is. That's what Paul said. And he said he was asked if he was being too aggressive in Iowa, and if he crossed a line in critiquing a fellow Republican, since they're both trying to get the presidential nomination. And Ron Paul said negative campaigning, and this is his quote, negative campaigning is calling people names, demagoguing issues, and pointing out differences is my job. I'm going to say, well said, touche, to that answer. And he said there was something that he found that was annoying. And the thing that he found that was annoying is how Gingrich responds to the military when he avoided military service, because he says he got several deferments, he chose not to go, and now he's the guy who's going to send other kids to war. Because remember, Ron Paul says, bring everybody back, we can't afford this, let's cut the crap and take care of our situations here in the U.S. and get our money house in order, because we're bleeding, we're drowning in a sea of red ink. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. And this is where we start. If you want to throw in your two cents, please do. 800-259-5791. Coming up in our next segment, of course, we do our Nail the Score game, where you can call in and you pick one of the sides of the game of the week. Tell us what you think the final score is going to be. Doesn't matter if you know football, think you don't know football, whatever. It's not about that. It's just like circling lottery numbers. That's how it rolls. That's how it is. Now, people that claim that they know everything about the NFL often are not doing so well when it comes to just picking the games, because any given Sunday, anything can happen. Just like when we watch the debates, anything can happen. John gets the first crack at this. Let's go to John in Texas. Hey, John.
Yeah, this is a... John, Merry Christmas, first thing.
You too.
The reason I called, I've been listening to all the stuff that's being said, and I would like to see Newt get it, talk Sarah Palin into running for vice president with him, because she understands the oil business. Mm. And after all, like I called Obama before, he's Pocono. He just can't tell the truth anywhere he goes.
Yeah. So you're saying you definitely want Newt. He's ahead in the polls. You like Newt. You're voting for Newt. But wouldn't it be cool if he had Sarah Palin on the ticket?
That's right.
Yeah.
He's very articulate. And she is, too. She understands the oil industry. He understands running the Congress and has a real good background in government.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, both of them actually do have good educations.
You know what? Touche to that. I agree with that, John. Thanks for the call. I agree with the educational background, certainly with Newt. Here's one thing I'll say about Gingrich, that there's some, you know, he'll make kind of not an outrageous statement, but he'll say something. Yeah, I guess it's outrageous. He'll make an outrageous claim or statement or whatever, but he knows his history. There's no question about that. When you go back around, except for once, because Tomas in Michigan caught him in a little bit of a faux pas. But other than that, he knows his history, and he does know how to articulate that. It's true. The question with Newt becomes, how many allies does he have? Because, you see, whether we like it or not, this is part of the problem of politics. You pick the person you like, and then your neighbor picks the person they like, and maybe you're all Republicans and you can all vote in the primary. But the problem is the Republican Party is made up of so many splinter groups, and then there's the people who control the purse strings and what they want to see happen. And then there's, of course, the PACs. There's a group that I like that I've had on the show a couple of times, and they're called No Labels. And the No Labels people are made up of a lot of Republicans, but some Democrats, I guess they want to call themselves Democrats too, but a lot of different people who think that there's, you know, a time now where we need to be able to have some really serious discussions and cut the nonsense out. And so we need to forget about the labels. They're not saying forget, you know, Republican Party or Democratic Party, but they're saying we need to really kind of shed all the other specifics of it. Like, you know, you're a conservative Republican. You're an evangelical Republican. I mean, I think I've heard 20 different slants on the GOP. And the same thing with the Democrats. So Newt Gingrich gets the vote of John in Texas. Sarah Palin, I hate to disappoint John, Sarah Palin, no way does she run on the undercard with anyone again. She did that with McCain. I don't see her doing that. I don't see it making sense for her because she can play kingmaker, and she likes that. She likes to be able to go out and speak to people and look at issues and talk about issues, and I don't see the vice presidency being what she wants at this stage of the game. I don't think so. The first time when she stepped into the spotlight after being the governor of Alaska, yeah, that was different. But in this case, I don't think so. Although Gingrich likes Sarah Palin, no doubt about that. He likes her. 800-259-5791. Keep that number close because we've got Nail the Score coming up. It's a lot of fun. We pick the game of the week, and then ultimately you get to call in and say who you think's going to win. And we have some great prizes. Not so much about the prizes, but the prizes are good. I think it's about the bragging rights. It's the need to win. The need to win. And you could win. All you have to do is give us the right guess. Although that's pretty hard to do in the NFL if you think about it. How many might have, after watching the Republican debates, of course, how many of you flipped over in hopes of catching the tail end of the Thursday night game? A lot of people forget there's a Thursday night game now in the NFL. And, of course, I didn't really see anything at all because I was focused on the debate. But I didn't need to see anything. I saw the highlights, and they were really low lights. Atlanta throttled Jacksonville 41-14. If that had been the game that we had chosen, I don't know that anybody would have nailed that number. Stay with us. Nail the Score around the bend.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Who's it going to be this time around? The Lions and the Raiders, the Jets and the Eagles, the Browns and the Cards, the Pats and the Broncos. A couple of really good matchups. I mean, all of them are good because we're down to the wire now. Even if they don't necessarily look good, there's some teams that could play spoiler. Here's one I like a lot, too, the Steelers and the 49ers. It's in San Francisco. What 49er team is going to show up? It's a big, big game for San Francisco. And the line on this one looks like San Francisco by 3. That could change. Another game that I think could be interesting is the Charger-Raven game. Though the Chargers, same thing. Who shows up in this Charger matchup? But it's not my choice. We're going to let the computer pick. Donovan Madsen, please let it rip. Ah, yes. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. We do have a game. It's the Patriots and the Broncos. It's big because of the Tebow factor and the way the Broncos have played enough to win. In some cases, you can't believe they won the game like last week. They were dead to rights and then came back in a handful of minutes to win the game and beat the Patriots. So the Broncos are 8-5. The Patriots are 10-3. And it's only tough. New England is favored by 7. It's only tough if you are swayed by Tebow. And when I say swayed, because he'll say, well, I'm not doing much. And it's not that he is doing some things at the tail end of these games. This is at Mile High in Denver. The crowd will be in a frenzy. Everything is about Tim Tebow. Can you imagine if the Broncos beat New England? And the Patriots, here's a little history for you. The Patriots have struggled in Denver. And it's going to be challenging for them on Sunday because they want to end the streak and they want to wrap up their ninth, do you believe it, ninth AFC East title in 11 years. So even before the Broncos' latest comeback victory, there was such a clamor for this matchup that the TV networks were fighting over the game. NBC wanted to move it to primetime, but CBS managed to keep it in an afternoon slot. They wanted this game. And the attention is because of Tim Tebow. There's all kinds of opinions about this guy all over the map. I mean, look, he's great for the game. Even Robert Kraft, the Patriots owner, knows that because he certainly wants people to be watching his New England Patriots. You know, here's the blow-by-blow quickly of last week. Chicago looked like it was an easy deal. They were 10-zip up. They punted to the Broncos. This is the exact amount on the clock. There was 4 minutes and 34 seconds in the game. At that point, Denver's offense had looked like it was not really, barely there. And they only had like 2 first downs in the first 6 possessions after the break, after they came back from the halftime. Then, however, Tebow pushed the Broncos down the field, found Demaryius Thomas for a touchdown with 2 minutes and 8 seconds on the clock. Denver didn't recover the onside kick, probably would have lost, but Chicago's Marion Barber was stopped the clock by running out of bounds, and the Broncos got the ball back. So, lo and behold, who knew that this would happen? And they would tie the game on a 59-yarder by Matt Prater. And then Tebow hits 3 passes to help set up the kick that did the same thing in overtime. And this was after Marion Barber fumbled. So he hit a 51-yarder to win 13-10. And so now here's the saying that people are repeating. Tebow says, if you believe, then unbelievable things can sometimes be possible. And that's what's happening to Denver. So now does their luck run out this time around against New England? I'm going to say yes. As much as part of me wants to pick Denver, I'm not taking the bait. I think the Patriots win this. I think the crowd is loud and crazy, and it's not going to be easy. But I think the Pats win it, and I think the final score is going to be 24-21. By the way, just because I picked this score, I'm not eligible to win, so anybody else can pick the same score. I could be just so wrong on this one. Maybe the defenses really show up. The crowd is going to be a factor, but I got to go with my gut here, and I'm going to say it's New England. So where are all of you, all my boys in Kentucky and in Missouri and Illinois and other parts? 800-259-5791. Remember, you can only try to nail the score during this hour of America Tonight. Plus, you can send me your guesses like Dave in Vermont does and Mike Trump through the miracle of the internet at americatonight.net. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello. Must be Neil and Palin time, huh?
Hey, you missed it. John in Texas jumped on the show and said that he thought Palin on the undercard with Newt Gingrich, you know, she would be the vice president, that's who he likes.
Yeah, well, you're from Texas. You can't expect too much from him.
Oh, those are fighting words. We're calling you out.
Well, you know, people down south are kind of slow.
Oh, you are. Aren't you from the south?
No. I'm from Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
North.
Okay. People from Illinois cheat, too.
No.
Yes, your politics are all dirty.
You see, we're going to separate Chicago from the state. We'll make a different new state.
That's what you should do. That's what you should do. Separate yourself.
Two senators got a bill drawn up. They're going to make Interstate 80 the borderline, and anything above belongs to Chicago, and anything below Interstate 80 belongs to Illinois. We're going to make Chicago 51st state.
I love it. It'd be funny.
Get rid of them. But, okay. Got pencil and paper.
Yeah.
I got Patriots 31, Denver 17.
Ooh, so this is the first big bad blowout for Tebow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I think he runs out. I think his luck runs out on this one.
Yeah, he just skimmed by the last two or three games.
Yeah. Well, I just described what happened in the last game. There was also the kicker was a huge factor in that. If Marion Barber hadn't fumbled and a couple of other things hadn't happened, they wouldn't have been in that position in the first place. But, all right, you got the Patriots, 31-17. Rick, talk to you later. Right. Enjoy the game.
Yep, take care. Yep.
Bye-bye. Andrew in Texas. Hey, Andrew. Oh, Andrew. We keep missing Andrew. We need to get him better coverage, cell phone plan. Andrew, what cell phone plan are you on? Troy in Missouri, hello.
Hello, Kate. I'm going to go to Patriots 24 and Broncos 16.
Yeah, same thing. You think the experience really shows up there and it's just too tough for the Broncos?
Yeah, I'm just kind of thinking that Patriots defense are going to come up big and maybe even get a touchdown on a turnover. So I'm a big Tebow fan, but I don't think this is his week.
I don't either. I like Tebow, too, by the way. I like him a lot. I've seen him. What I like about him, thanks for the guess and good luck, Troy. What I like about Tebow is his confidence. I like his confidence. I like that he doesn't waver. And if people want to call him names or talk about his religion or what he's good. He's a good guy. I've heard he's done so many nice things for people, visiting sick kids in hospital wards and all kinds of stuff. Good for him. Good people. All right, Troy, thanks.
Thank you.
And we'll see where his career goes. I mean, yes, he has some work to do in the NFL. You know, the thing that he gets so heavily criticized for, if all of you know of watching him in college football, the loop that he had on his throw. And then he was criticized a lot for that, even in college and coming out of college. And people were talking about where he would end up in the draft and how that hurts him. And then he worked hard to eliminate that. He changed his throwing motion. So that loop was gone. You don't really see that too much with Tebow. Sometimes it emerges a little bit. But he got rid of a lot of that. He worked like a dog, frankly, in between being drafted and right before he was drafted, and then getting into the NFL and then getting ready for an NFL career. And here he has this opportunity. And now the Broncos, you know, hey, they're 8-5. They leave the AFC West. Who would have thunk that? 800-259-5791. Light them up if you want to try to nail the score. That's the game. You don't have to know anything about football. You're throwing darts at the board like the rest of us.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Have you ever wanted to give a gift that expresses faith in liberty, those powerful beliefs that shaped our nation at its founding? If so, pay close attention, because this may be the most important holiday message you'll hear this year. Beautiful Liberty Blankets are now available. The Liberty Blanket is made right here in the USA out of all-natural cotton. It's ultra-soft, ultra-warm, and designed to remind your friends and loved ones of the enduring values that won the battle for freedom in early America. The center of the Liberty Blanket has the words, "Appeal to God," a phrase that Washington and the founders used often as they announced to of the world that their rights and liberties came from a sovereign creator. And in each corner of the Liberty Blanket details one of the pillars of American freedom: education, church, civil government, and justice. Regularly $59.95, now just $39.95. It's the perfect Christmas gift that helps your friends and family remember our nation's most precious legacy. To order your Liberty Blanket, go to LibertyBlanket.com. That's LibertyBlanket.com, or call 800-209-1258. That's 800-209-1258.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Get beside me, I want you to love me.
So the Falcons annihilated Jacksonville in a Thursday night game, 41-14. But that's not our game of the week, of course. That's already in the books. The game of the week here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, the supercomputer chose Denver hosting the New England Patriots. I don't think we're going to see a lopsided affair like that. I think it'll be a little bit closer, but I don't know how much closer. My guess was pretty close. Rick and Troy, theirs a little bit further apart. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, try to win some prizes and bragging rights, it's a piece of cake. 800-259-5791. You just pick a side and tell us the score. Or you can shoot us your guess at americatonight.net. And I can see that we have a lot of guesses coming in, so I'll make sure that we go to those, too, to get them in the books. Izzy sent us one, and Izzy says, Patriots, and I wait till you hear what she said, Patriots 26, Denver 17, and her reasoning, or I don't know if it's her reasoning, but what she says is, go Patriots, it's a good name. It is a good name, and it fits, because Boston and where they're playing, right? So, yeah, the Patriots. She picks the Patriots. So far, no one's taking the bait and going for Denver. I think some people will, and, hey, anything can happen in the game, but it seems unlikely, let's say. If I were a betting person, I don't know that I would go in the other direction. They're tempting you because, you know, these odds makers who, not for nothing, went to MIT and Harvard and wherever else to learn how to do lines in Las Vegas, they have the line where it's New England by 7, and that's tempting. That's why they're throwing that out there, I think, to kind of have people take a second look at Denver and maybe give them more of a chance to win this against New England. But I think it's tall order to think that you're going to be able to get through that defense. And then Tebow's also had some luck, and he knows it. He says that I didn't do anything. He did do some things, but the fact of the matter is in the last game in the overtime win against Chicago, a lot of that had to do also with a kicker who made some amazing kicks that he had to make, the 59-yarder especially. That one was really tough. And then in overtime, he did hit one for 51. And then there were some mistakes on the other side that I went through, and that made a difference. I like Tebow, though. I do, and I like his story, and I think it's good for the NFL. If I'm the NFL, if I'm the commissioner, if I'm other team owners, of course. I mean, it's intriguing to people who aren't NFL fans. People are paying attention to his story, and therefore it makes them a little bit interested in what's happening in the NFL. All right, 800-259-5791. Let's see, we've got a bunch of people here. Let's go to Edna in Kansas. Edna, you always pick the same score. Tell everyone what it is.
27-17.
27-17, and you own that score. Nobody has it. Who are you picking there? Are you picking Denver?
Patriots.
The Patriots. All right. If Edna says it, it is. So I think the Patriots win this. You got to watch that game, Edna. I got my fingers crossed for you.
Okay.
All right. You have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dale in Missouri. Hello.
Hello. This is Dale.
Hey, Dale. What do you think? What's going to happen here?
Well, I think everybody needs to wake up and pay attention because Tebow's just rolling. I mean, I don't think that the Patriots are going to stop him. Their team's playing such good football, such good defense. They give him a chance to win every week. And I pick him 31-21.
Ooh, 31-21, Tebow. I like that. I like how you say Tebow, too. So, Denver, I agree with you on the defense. You got to give the defense some credit, too, because they've set him up for some of the stuff that's been able to happen. And listen, he gives credit to the team. That's what he's saying. He's not the superstar quarterback that is lighting up the scoreboard, but it's true. Everybody's playing around him, and that's part of it. And they're, you know, he is driving them back when he has to with a couple of minutes left in the game. So he did set up the kicks. I agree.
We got to remember what they did against the New York Jets.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Yep. I take nothing away from him. I hope you're right, because I'd love to be wrong on this one. All right. All right, Dale, we got you. We got you. I just couldn't go there. Thanks. I couldn't go there with Dale. I wanted to so badly. Because I'll tell you, I'm in a pool where it's just a straight-up pick, and it's just for fun. I mean, it's not for big money or anything. And most of the people in this pool happen to be in North Carolina. And I would love to beat some of these North Carolina boys, but I think they're in cahoots, by the way, and rigging it. One guy's voting for one team and one's voting for the other because they're ahead. But I just can't pick against, I'm going to regret it now that Dale said that, I just can't pick against New England in this circumstance. But, you know, the other factor is how loud it's going to be at the stadium. It's going to be so loud, and it's so tough when you're at the line and you're hearing that. Not if you're pumped up and it's your fans, but if you're on the other side, how that can get so frustrating, how some turnovers can turn into disaster, and I don't know, maybe that happens. Jeff in Kentucky, hello.
Hey, Kate, how are you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
All right. I want to go with New England, 27-10.
27-10. All right, so you're not buying what Dale's saying.
Well, I think Brady is just, you know, I don't think they can stop him. I think he'll score quite a bit. I like to see Tebow win it, though. You know, all the naysayers, you know, I think he's, you know, he's a winner. Works hard.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to give him that.
Oh, I agree. I agree that he works hard, and I agree with you. I'm picking like you are New England, but really I would love to see Tebow win it. Thanks, and good luck, Jeff.
All right. Bye.
It's true about, you know, the thing with Tebow, if you don't know much about his story, well, first of all, his mother wasn't going to keep him originally. That's a, that was the controversial thing at the Super Bowl when they cut an ad about that, talking to him. It was a pro-life ad. But I thought it was really, really well done. And he's close to his brother, and he talks about growing up and, you know, how everything was about football for him. And in that, to get into a better position in the draft, the kid worked his rear end off. I mean, he really did. I saw a documentary on Tebow, and I was blown away by how hard he was working. I mean, we're talking about 7:30 in the morning till 7:30 at night. And listen, he didn't have to do that. He could have done, he still could have put in a lot of work, but not gone to the extremes. And he went to the extremes. And people are always, they are always dogging him. They were dogging him in college. Even though he has plenty of fans, there were still so many of those naysayers. And if he could turn that around, and he already has, I think more power to him, really. And the fact that he's spreading that goodwill to people who aren't even NFL fans, that makes me like the kid even more. 800-259-5791. But it's not about likes so much. It's about who's going to win. Who do you think's going to win? Let's go to Gordon in Kentucky. Hey, Gordon.
Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
Hey,
what do you think?
I'm on your TiVo.
Mm-hmm.
What's your score?
My score is 24-21. Do you want to take 24-21 Denver?
Yeah, I do.
All right, you got it, Gordon. 24-21 Denver.
I want to tell you about, you got a friend in Kentucky that's got high mileage on his car.
Uh-huh.
I want to tell you about my two vans. One, my wife drives, got 511,000 miles on it. And mine has 452,000 miles on it.
Really?
With the engine or the transmission.
That's great. Is it what, is because you just take such good care of them, or what?
We use a special oil and a transmission fluid.
Uh-huh.
Lamb's oil.
Uh-huh.
And it has a special filter. We change oil every 25,000.
Good for you. Maybe there's something about that.
Yeah, that's what saved us, really.
Yeah.
We're in the courier service.
Yeah.
And we don't have to change oil as often. And it keeps up the engine, you know, in good shape.
Yeah, good for
you.
I want
to let you know about those two, because you're talking about that boy that had 347,000 miles on his car.
Yeah, Dr. E, he calls the show,
yeah.
And I always tease him about that he's must be in the Guinness Book of World Records. How crazy is that? Good for you, Gordo. You just gave everybody some good tips. Don't waste time not changing the oil. A lot of people, it's just such a silly thing. It's not silly, but it's a thing that people ignore because you put it off. If you do it yourself, you put it off, of course, because that's work. Probably Gordon does that, or he does it himself. Or if you are going somewhere, you know, that's part of the deal. All right, let's see. Let's go to Pat in New York. Hi, Pat.
How are you tonight?
I'm great, Pat. Who do you like? You like the Patriots, don't you?
Nope. I do, but not this time. I'm going to go with Denver,
38-28. So you're believing in that Tebow magic.
Yeah, after this last game, oh, my goodness, what a heck of a comeback.
No kidding. So, it's heart attack football to watch it, though.
Yeah, it was. It was down to the wire, and I tell you what, I was on the edge of my seat watching that one.
Yeah, I was too. I have to say I enjoyed it. I do like that kind of football. Hey, thanks for the guests. Good luck. Enjoy the game. I do. I love it when it comes down to that. And there was a couple of games that were like that. The Dallas Cowboys, man, they're like the heart attack kids too. Their game was crazy, the end of that game. And the other big game was that Chicago-Denver game. More Nail the Score next.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Explode if Tim Tebow and the team end up beating New England. That would be a huge win for them, to say the least. 800-259-5791. We're doing our Nail the Score thing. Your chance to win some serious prizes. We got some cool stuff, all kinds of gift certificates for food spots around the nation, popular food spots, your own personal sports library, and even Jay in Kentucky threw in a $50 gas card, or if you rent a cabin from him, he'll put a $100 bill on the table in the cabin. Sounds good to me. And a few other things, too. I don't want to tell you what everything is, because then it's no fun. It's like if you know all your Christmas presents. You know when people exchange lists and everything specific is on the list, like, I want 15 lures and that one rod over at the Bass Pro Shops. And I want X, Y, Z. And then they just go down and get the exact things on the list. Nah, Gotta be creative at Christmas. 800-259-5791. Got a bunch of people that have emailed, too. You can do that, americatonight.net. Let's go to, Sky in Texas. Hi, Sky.
I'm just looking at it, you know, is the Broncos going to go undefeated? No. Is Belichick a coach that gets up for games like this? Yes. Is he going to crush Tebow? Yes. Is he going to break Tebow's weak release down? Yes. So I'm thinking 31-10 New England. I want Tebow to win. I'm like everybody else. But I just don't see it happening because they're not going to go undefeated. And if there's a team that's going to put some points up, it's going to be Brady in New England. And they're going to be well prepared. And, you know, it's a pride thing. Are they going to be Tebowed? I doubt it.
I like that. Are they going to be Tebowed? Great analysis. Thanks, Guy. That's a new word now. It is. It's all over the place. Tebowed. And he gave some good reasons why. Bill Belichick, it's tough to outfox him. I mean, is there anyone that prepares better than Belichick? And the answer is not too many. Chris in Connecticut, we know which way she's going. She loves her some Tom Brady and the Patriots. I know you're picking the Patriots.
Yes, I am. 27-17.
27, let me make sure no one has that. 27-17. No, Edna has that. That's always what she guesses. So you got to alter it.
Okay.
30-17 is good. That's good. All right. So Patriots, are you liking what you're seeing from the Patriots this year?
Say that again, Kate.
Do you like what you're seeing from the Patriots this year, how they're doing?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
They've had a couple of misses, though.
Oh,
but that,
my God, I know.
Yeah, even right out of the chute. However, I think I said it earlier, the statistic is crazy. How many titles have they won just division-wise? 11?
Yes.
11 titles. And then, of course, the Super Bowl rings. And you can't, just for the reasons we just said, it's just exactly what Sky just said. The coaching, number one, is Belichick not one of the best coaches in the NFL?
He is. I think so.
I think so, too.
And
absolutely.
Okay, Kate, you have a good one.
All right, you too. I think the Patriots are going to be tough. Jay in Kentucky, hello.
How you doing, Kate?
Good.
Hey, who you got tonight? You got Patriots and who?
Patriots and Denver.
Denver. Uh-oh. Is Tebow going to walk on water, huh?
That's what everybody wants to know, exactly.
Oh, boy. I think this is the end of Tebow's road. Denver's defense has been pretty good, though.
It has been, yes.
They have held people to hardly any points this year. This is really a hard game to pick.
It is.
I'd say, wow, Tebow, he might get one touchdown, maybe three field goals. So we're looking at, what's that, 16? But I think Brady's going to pull it out. 24-16. How's that sound?
24-16 for the Patriots. Making sure no one else has that. You got it. You own it.
All righty then.
Good for you, Jay. We'll see what happens.
We'll talk to you later, Kate.
All right. Have fun driving down those, highways. Jay has such a good attitude. He said one of the funniest lines on this show. I was talking about real or fake trees. And I don't know why it's buggy to me, all these people with fake trees. And so many of you called up. It wasn't even worth trying to take a poll because overwhelmingly people wanted fake trees. I don't care if I have to go chop it down myself and figure out a way to do it. I like the real tree thing. And he said, I was saying it's about Christmas and how the tree smells in the house and everything. Jay said, nothing says, let's celebrate the baby Jesus' birth like chopping down a tree. That may be one of the funniest things I ever said on this show because I was talking about the whole live tree thing. I guess you had to be there. I'm just saying. You know, I'm no great joke teller. 800-259-5791. If you want to try to hurry up and take a stab at this, we're talking about the Patriots and the Denver Broncos. A big game for Tim Tebow. But, I mean, all the games are big for him. I don't think he's looking at it this way. But for the Broncos, it would be huge. Huge for just on so many different reasons. One, it's another win for them, and that gets them close to where they want to be. And two, it's at home. It's a they'd be slaying the dragon if they beat the Patriots. And the Patriots have struggled before at Mile High, but it's a tall order. I mean, it's a tall, tall order. We had a lot of people that emailed the show at americatonight.net. You still have a chance to do that. I'll just check the time stamp on it, but send me your scoring guesses there, too. Just click on the email, and you'll be in, like Big George. Big George says, Kate, what's wrong with all these people? It's not even going to be close. I'm surprised at you. Shame, shame. I applaud you for your football knowledge, but I think you're wrong on the score. It's going to be a much bigger spread than what you think. I believe New England's just going to roll over Denver, even in front of their home crowd. It's going to be a crush at Mile High, if you get my drift. And the final score is going to be 38-14. 38-14. George in Kentucky. Hello, George. What do you say?
I say you can't go against God and Tebow. I mean, I think too many that last game.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. So I have to say 17-14 Tebow all the way with the man up above.
Sweet. I like it, George. Thanks. 17-14. What I like about George's guess is that he's really thinking we're going to see some defense in this game, like in the Chicago game. So if that's the case, then amen. 17-14, that's pretty low scoring. Most of us said much higher, got into the 30s. Even this one from Patty Cake says, listen, it's going to be Denver all the way, and I really think Denver is going to take it to the Patriots, and I hope they do. I think the final score is going to be 45-24. Whew. 45-24, that is sky high at Mile High in the wrong direction. Wow. That would be some drubbing. And you would think at the end, I guess, at the end it would just play itself out, because much different than these heart attack finishes that we've seen. That finish last week was really unbelievable. It was. And part of it, I mean, that's football, though. Coaches never want to say that, but fumbles, mistakes, set up, put you in the right position. And that's why turnovers are so big. Forever and a day, it seems like I covered the Cowboys, and I can't tell you how many times, when I'd be out at, they practice at a place called Valley Ranch, they'd be talking about that. You know, you'd go to talk to some of the players, and the coaches would be emphasizing that, especially obviously special teams and whatnot, but just across the board about the turnovers. And that turnover ratio often has such a big effect on the game, and it might have an outcome on this Denver-New England game. Good luck to everybody. I hope somebody nails the score.